Well, now comes the next point. Having heard the Om, you are inward turned. You don't have to strive for anything. It's here, right here now. Hear it? The next thing is to experience it not through things, but immediately. To erase the veil of phenomenality from between your consciousness, which experiences things through the senses, and to come in direct contact with that. This is the beginning of the exercise of the monastic life, of the religious discipline, the sadhana, and the chakra, or the center, or lotus, at which it begins, is at the level of the throat. Please notice where that is. It's up here in this wonderful thing that's peculiar to man, the realm of speech and the wonderful brain that we have. This is not to be interpreted in terms of the lower centers. It has another dynamism of its own, and it shows itself through our experiences of the lower centers, but this is human now. And this is known as Vishuddha. It means purification. It is the sphere of monastic disciplines, asceticism. We're going past the sphere of art. And what it is doing is turning the energy of chakra 3, that is to say the aggression energy, against oneself, shutting off one's passions, shutting off one's disparate connections, and trying to control the lower centers and their urges so that you can experience the bliss and rapture and luminous experience of the upper centers. And when you have done that and achieved it, you come to center number 6, right here between the eyes, which is called Agya, or the center of command. Here is where the subject beholds its proper object, which is what in the West we call God, the Lord of the universe, that being of beings of whom we are all inflections, Ishvara, the Lord. It can be pictured in the way of any deity you care about at all. Your mother, your father, Yahweh, the Buddha, Shiva, Vishnu, anything that has come through your devotion to it to mean to you that all-inclusive being of beings, it will be what you discover there. Here is the fulfillment of the aim of Chakra 2. This is the humanization of the lust chakra. Dante in the Vita Nuova says that when he first beheld Beatrice, there awakened in him an inner realization of love, which is not lust. And that love, while it was for a tangible, phenomenal human being, was nevertheless rooted in the love of God and would lead him to God. And that's why I say, any figure that has been in your life, the true love figure, is the door, is the guide, is the gate, which leads, as Beatrice led Dante, to the very feet of God. And there you come to the ultimate object of love, namely the divine Lord of all beings who is inflected through all of us. Now, at this level, one is in heaven. All right, says a good Christian, what more do you want? There we are. But the Hindus are funny people. Remember, there was that silence around Om, and then you're never satisfied until we've erased everything you can think about. Ramakrishna, who was a great saint of the last century, said that at the sixth chakra, the soul beholds its God. But it is as though there were a glass pane between the subject and the object, and whereas the total aim of ultimate love is absolute quenching in the beloved, absolute identity with the beloved, this cannot be fulfilled in this heavenly realm. Even Aquinas tells us that the souls behold the beatific vision, do not understand its mystery, are simply wrapped in what might be called aesthetic rapture. Now the Indian wants to remove this. There's a great Sufi mystic, Al-Halaj, who says that the experience of the lover and God is like that of a moth and a flame. The moth comes to a lamp and batters its wings against the glass, trying to get to the flame, and then goes back to its friends and says, what a wonderful Marvel, I saw last night, his wings are all battered up. This is the yogi, the saint coming, looking like a mess after his effort to have the ultimate experience. Well, then the next night, the moth goes back to the flame, finds its way in through, and becomes quenched in the flame, becomes one in the flame. And when Halaj said, I and my beloved are one, this was heresy in the Orthodox tradition. Just as when Christ said, I and my Father are one, this was heresy in the Orthodox tradition. And as Christ was crucified for his blasphemy, so was Halaj. But Halaj says, the Orthodox crucifixion is actually the fulfillment of my will to be joined to the divine. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The aim of the ultimate mystic is this absolute quenching. And when this is withdrawn and the quenching takes place, there is neither God nor lover. Because for there to be an object, namely God, there must be a subject beholding it. And when the subject and object have been quenched in each other, you are beyond words, you are beyond duality. This is the tree. This is the serpent power going up the tree. Another way of interpreting the symbol of the mystery of the Garden of Eden. Now, just to complete this little thing about the Kundalini Yoga, what is the mystery between Chakra 7, which is called Sahasrara, the thousand-petaled lotus, and Chakra 6? Here we have duality, here there's nothing. You might draw a line here, and this is the line that the Indians call Maya. Maya is from a root ma that means to bring forth, to create, to pour forth, to produce. Maya is the mother of the world. The world comes through this veil, so to say. It is, as it were, a prism through which the white light of the pure light is broken into the multi-light of the world that we know. Maya has three powers. I think this is an important thing to hold in mind, and particularly for those who are interested in the arts. The first power of Maya is called the obscuring power. Maya shuts out the pure light. The second power of Maya is called the projecting power. The pure light is projected into the forms of the world. And in most of our living, in waking consciousness and dream consciousness, what we're seeing are the multiple forms. But the third power of Maya is to reveal through those forms the presence of the light. And that is the goal of religion. That is the goal of the arts of the religious traditions. That is the goal of all spiritual effort, to break open these forms and have the form of forms, the light of lights that inhabits us all, shine through.